January 17th. Psalms 17, 47, 77, 107, 137. Proverbs 17. Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32:28-52. New Testament, Luke 12:35-59. Psalms 17. 1. Hear, Lord, my righteous plea. Give ear to my prayer, that doesn't go out of deceitful lips. 2. Let my sentence come forth from your presence. Let your eyes look on equity. 3. You have proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me, and found nothing. I have resolved that my mouth shall not disobey. 4. As for the works of men, by the word of your lips I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. 5. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. 6. I have called on you, for you will answer me, God, turn your ear to me. Hear my speech. 7. Show your marvelous loving kindness. You who save those who take refuge by your right hand from their enemies. 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. 9. From the wicked who oppress me, my deadly enemies, who compass me about. 10. They close up their callous hearts. With their mouth they speak proudly. 11. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They set their eyes to cast us down to the Eretz. 12. He is like a lion that is greedy of his prey, as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. 13. Arise, Lord, confront him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword. 14. From men by your hand, Lord. From men of the world, whose portion is in this life, whose belly you fill with your treasure. They are satisfied with children. Leave the rest of their substance to their babes. 15. As for me, I shall see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied, when I awake, with seeing your form. Psalms 47. 1. O clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. 2. For the Lord Elyon is awesome. He is a great king over all the Eretz. 3. He subdues nations under us, and peoples under our feet. 4. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Yaakov whom he loved. Selah. 5. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a shofar. 6. Sing praise to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. 7. For God is the King of all the Eretz. Sing praises with understanding. 8. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. 9. The princes of the peoples are gathered together, the people of the God of Avraham. For the shields of the Eretz belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Psalms 77. 1. My cry goes to God. Indeed, I cry to God for help, and for him to listen to me. 2. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night, and didn't get tired. My soul refused to be comforted. 3. I remember God, and I groan. I complain, and my spirit is overwhelmed. Selah. 4. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I can't speak. 5. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. 6. I remember my song in the night. I consider in my own heart. My spirit diligently inquires. 7. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he be favorable no more? 8. Has his loving kindness vanished forever? Does his promise fail for generations? 9. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he, in anger, withheld his compassion? Selah. 10. Then I thought, I will appeal to this, the years of the right hand of Helion. 11. I will remember the Lord's deeds, for I will remember your wonders of old. 12. I will also meditate on all your work, and consider your doings. 13. Your way, God, is in the sanctuary. What God is great like God? 14. You are the God who does wonders. You have made your strength known among the peoples. 15. You have redeemed your people with your arm, the sons of Yaakov and Yosef. Selah. 16. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you, and they writhed. The depths also convulsed. 17. The clouds poured out water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows also flashed around. 18. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The Eretz trembled and shook. 19. Your way was through the sea, your paths through the great waters. Your footsteps were not known. 20. You led your people like a flock, by the hand of Moshe and Aharon. Psalms 107. 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. 2. Let the redeemed by the Lord say so. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. 3. Gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west. From the north and from the south. 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city to live in. 5. Hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. 6. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses. 7. He led them also by a straight way. That they might go to a city to live in. 8. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 9. For he satisfies the longing soul. He fills the hungry soul with good. 10. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. Being bound in affliction and iron. 11. Because they rebelled against the words of God. And condemned the counsel of Helion. 12. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. 13. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. 14. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. And broke their bonds in sunder. 15. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 16. For he has broken the gates of brass. And cut through bars of iron. 17. Fools are afflicted because of their disobedience. And because of their iniquities. 18. Their soul abhors all kinds of food. They draw near to the gates of death. 19. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble. He saves them out of their distresses. 20. He sends his word, and heals them. And delivers them from their graves. 21. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 22. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And declare his works with singing. 23. Those who go down to the sea in ships. Who do business in great waters. 24. These see the Lord's works. And his wonders in the deep. 25. For he commands, and raises the stormy wind. Which lifts up its waves. 26. They mount up to the sky, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts away because of trouble. 27. They reel back and forth, and stagger like a drunken man. And are at their wits' end. 28. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble. He brings them out of their distress. 29. He makes the storm a calm. So that its waves are still. 30. Then are they glad because it is calm. So he brings them to their desired haven. 31. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 32. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people. And praise him in the seat of the Zaccenim. 33. He turns rivers into a desert. Water springs into a thirsty ground. 34. And a fruitful land into a salt waste. For the wickedness of those who dwell in it. 35. He turns a desert into a pool of water. And a dry land into water springs. 36. There he makes the hungry to live. That they may prepare a city to live in. 37. Sow fields, plant vineyards. And reap the fruits of increase. 38. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly. He doesn't allow their cattle to decrease. 39. Again, they are diminished and bowed down. Through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. 40. He pours contempt on princes. And causes them to wander in a trackless waste. 41. Yet he lifts the needy out of their affliction. And increases their families like a flock. 42. The upright will see it, and be glad. All the wicked will shut their mouths. 43. Whoever is wise will pay attention to these things. They will consider the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Psalms 137. 1. By the rivers of Bavel, there we sat down. Yes, we wept, when we remembered Zion. 2. On the willows in the midst of it. We hung up our harps. 3. For there, those who led us captive asked us for songs. Those who tormented us demanded songs of joy. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. 4. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? 5. If I forget you, Yerushalayim. Let my right hand forget its skill. 6. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. If I don't remember you. If I don't prefer Yerushalayim above my chief joy. 7. Remember, Lord, against the children of Edom. The day of Yerushalayim. Who said, raise it. Raise it even to its foundation. 8. Daughter of Bavel, doomed to destruction. He will be happy who rewards you. As you have served us. 9. Happy shall he be. Who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Proverbs 17. 1. Better is a dry morsel with quietness. Than a house full of feasting with strife. To a servant who deals wisely will rule over a son who causes shame. And shall have a part in the inheritance among the brothers. 3. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But the Lord tests the hearts. 4. An evildoer gives heed to wicked lips. A liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. 5. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. 6. Children's children are the crown of old men. The glory of children are their parents. 7. Arrogant speech isn't fitting for a fool. Much less do lying lips fit a prince. 8. A bribe is a precious stone in the eyes of him who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. 9. He who covers an offense promotes love. But he who repeats a matter separates best friends. 10. A rebuke enters deeper into one who is understanding. Then 100 lashes into a fool. 11. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. 12. Let a bear robbed of her cubs meet a man. Rather than a fool in his folly. 13. Whoever rewards evil for good. Evil shall not depart from his house. 14. The beginning of strife is like breaching a dam. Therefore stop contention before quarreling breaks out. 15. He who justifies the wicked, and he who condemns the righteous. Both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. 16. Why is there money in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom? Seeing he has no understanding? 17. A friend loves at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. 18. A man void of understanding strikes hands. And becomes collateral in the presence of his neighbor. 19. He who loves disobedience loves strife. One who builds a high gate seeks destruction. 21. Who has a perverse heart doesn't find prosperity. And one who has a deceitful tongue falls into trouble. 21. He who becomes the father of a fool grieves. The father of a fool has no joy. 22. A cheerful heart makes good medicine. But a crushed spirit dries up the bones. 23. A wicked man receives a bribe in secret. To pervert the ways of justice. 24. Wisdom is before the face of one who is understanding. But the eyes of a fool wander to the ends of the earth. 25. A foolish son brings grief to his father. And bitterness to her who bore him. 26. Also to punish the righteous is not good. Nor to flog officials for their integrity. 27. He who spares his words has knowledge. He who is even-tempered is a man of understanding. 28. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is counted wise. When he shuts his lips, he is thought to be discerning. Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32:28-52. 32:28. For they are a nation void of counsel, there is no understanding in them. 29. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. 30. How should one chase 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, the Lord had delivered them up? 31. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. 32. For their vine is of the vine of Stum, of the fields of Amora, their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. 33. Their wine is the poison of serpents, the cruel venom of asps. 34. Isn't this laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? 35. Vengeance is mine, and recompense, at the time when their foot shall slide, for the day of their calamity is at hand, the things that are to come on them shall make haste. 36. For the Lord will judge his people, repent himself for his servants, when he sees that, there, power is gone, there is none, remaining, shut up or left at large. 37. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge? 38. Which ate the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you, let them be your protection. 39. See now that I, even I, am he, there is no God with me, I kill, and I make alive, I wound, and I heal, there is none who can deliver out of my hand. 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and say, as I live forever. 41. If I whet my glittering sword, my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my adversaries, will recompense those who hate me. 42. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, my sword shall devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the head of the leaders of the enemy. 43. Rejoice, you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, will render vengeance to his adversaries, will make expiation for his land, for his people. 44. Moshe came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Yahashua the son of Nun. 45. Moshe made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. 46. He said to them, set your heart to all the words which I testify to you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, even, all the words of this law. 47 For it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, where you go over the Jordan to possess it. 48 The Lord spoke to Moshe that same day, saying, 49 Go up into this mountain of Abarimon, to Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and see the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for a possession. 50 And die on the mountain where you go up, and be gathered to your people, as Aharon your brother died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. 51 Because you trespassed against me in the midst of the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Tzin, because you didn't sanctify me in the midst of the children of Israel. 52 For you shall see the land before you, but you shall not go there into the land which I give the children of Israel. New Testament, Luke 12:35-59. 12:35 Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning. 36 Be like men looking for their Lord, when he will return from the marriage feast, that, when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open to him. 37 Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord will find watching when he comes. Most assuredly I tell you, that he will dress himself, and make them recline, and will come and serve them. 38 They will be blessed if he comes in the second or third watch, and finds them so. 39 But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched, and not allowed his house to be broken into. 40 Therefore be ready also, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you don't expect him. 41 Cephas said to him, Lord, are you telling this parable to us, or to everybody? 42 The Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord will set over his household, to give them their portion of food at the right times? 43 Blessed is that servant whom his Lord will find doing so when he comes. 44 Truly I tell you, that he will set him over all that he has. 45 But if that servant says in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken. 46 Then the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he isn't expecting him, and in an hour that he doesn't know, and will cut him apart, and place his portion with the unfaithful. 47 That servant, who knew his Lord's will, and didn't prepare, nor do what he wanted, will be beaten with many stripes. 48 But he who didn't know, and did things worthy of stripes, will be beaten with few stripes. To whoever much is given, of him will much be required, and to whom they deposit much, of him will they ask more. 49 I came to throw fire on the Eretz. I wish it were already kindled. 50 But I have an immersion to be immersed with, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. 51 Do you think that I have come to give shalom in the Eretz? I tell you, no, but rather division. 52 For from now on, there will be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. 53 They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. 54 He said to the multitudes also, When you see a cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, A shower is coming, and so it happens. 55 When a south wind blows, you say, There will be a scorching heat, and it happens. 56 You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the Eretz and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time? 57 Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? 58 For as you are going with your adversary before the magistrate, try diligently on the way to be freed from him, lest perhaps he drag you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. 59 I tell you, you will by no means get out of there, until you have paid the very last peruta.